Okay.
Well, how are you doing, Sean? I got something I want to share with you. Now, if you look around, you won't see my wife here today, do you? Rose, Mrs. Wood?
Oh, yeah.
She's not here. You know why? Because she's struggling in some place called Florida. And every time I talk to her on the phone, I ask, where are you, hon? She says, I'm next to the pool with a pina colada in her hand. And I say, life's tough, isn't it? What are you doing, Dave? And she left me a list, a honey-do list from here to here long. And so here I'm sanding, and I'm drilling, and I'm hammering, and I'm raking, and sweating. And I say, oh, life's good here too, Ro. Well, you know, she loves flowers and birds. Those are her two passions. And I told her that her daffodils are coming up, because last fall she planted about 100 daffodils all over the other flowers. And she says, David, do me a favor. Go out and count how many are already blossomed. So I got to run out there, and I got to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I got to run and tell her. Well, the next day I'll call her up, and she'll ask the same thing again. How many daffodils? Can you run out there and count them? And you'll find out when you get married, you'll be doing silly stuff like that yourself for your wife, because you love her. So I thought, well, how can I surprise her when she gets back, since she loves flowers and she loves daffodils?
I have an idea. Does she have a phone?
A phone? Yeah, she has a phone.
You can just take a picture of the flowers that are so tell them.
I never thought of that. Oh, and the Bible says a little child shall lead them. Okay. Well, I thought, how can I show my wife I love her when she comes back?
Send her a picture of them.
Well, no, I did something better. I went and I bought a whole bunch of daffodils for her. Aren't these beautiful? I went out and bought them. I put them in this nice vase. I'm going to put them on the table. When she comes, she says, oh my God, where'd they come from? Those are beautiful, Dave. Beautiful. Thank you.
Did you buy the vase?
We got the vase. Well, we had the vase. It looked like it was fitting.
Oh.
Smell them. Don't they smell good?
They smell good.
What do they smell like?
Flowers.
They do. Now feel them. You see how tender they are? You want to pull one of the, you're going to have a little difficulty. What's different about these?
They're artificial.
Artificial?
They look artificial.
They look artificial. Does that feel artificial to you?
Not anymore.
Yeah, it is hard. It's artificial. But you know why I bought our artificial daffodils? Because artificial is better than real. Fake is better than real. I believe that. You know why? When I bought these and I brought them home, I thought, I don't have to plant anything. I don't have to get dirt under my fingernails. I don't have to water them every day. I don't have to throw them out when they start wilting and dying. I could put them in the closet and pull them out next year at this time, and it's not going to cost me any extra money. In fact, I could do that for the next 20 years. And so these things last eternal. And look how many of them they are. They're always open. So I thought to myself, these are better than real. You agree?
Yeah.
You do. You're not getting my sermon. I want you to know that natural is better than artificial.
It is.
I think my wife would love me more if I really went out of my way and bought her some real living flowers. Because you can go to the dollar store and get these. And in fact, I think that's where I got them from. The point is this. That when something is real, you can smell it, you can touch it. You know that there's a short lifespan to it, but it makes, while it's alive, all that more special. And I think about Jesus the same way. Because when we watch TV, there are times where movies about Jesus come on, don't they? And so we learn about Jesus watching a lot of TV movies, right? We read about Jesus in books. You'll hear preachers and others get up there and tell you about Jesus. We sing stories as hymns about Jesus, don't we?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of things we do. We have pictures of Jesus in churches. I mean, look at the windows and you see pictures of Jesus in just about every window, right?
Yeah.
But there's something different about hearing about Jesus and looking at pictures of Jesus and the real thing. Being around the real Jesus. And you know what? We're special. You know why? Because when you're a child of God, that means that you know Jesus. Not just about him. You don't just read about him. You just don't find out about him by watching TV or looking at picture stained glass windows. He's with you, alive and real. And he never leaves you. He never dies either.
heaven.
Well, he went to heaven, but he also sent us his spirit. And so he's with us in his and through his spirit. But that's the important thing, is to remember how much better it is to know the real Jesus and to know that he's with you and that he loves you personally. If something's wrong in my life, I can't appeal to a picture of Jesus on the window. But I can talk to Jesus because he's my friend and he's with me and he makes my heart his home. And so the real Jesus is the greatest gift of all. Okay?
Yes.
All right, give me your hand. We're going to pray. Gracious God, thank you for reminding us how important reality is and that you're the real deal and that you're with us every moment of our lives, even in the midst of our dreams. And thank you for that kind of love, and may we serve you honestly and faithfully and in an effort to show that same kind of love in turn to those around us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.